Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Friday LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. Appreciate you listening and hope this time is a blessing, a challenge, and an encouragement to you. On Sunday, we continued on in our series, Under the Sun, and found ourselves in chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes. It was here that verse 15 really stuck out to me. Solomon says, "In my vain life, I've seen everything. There's a righteous man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs his life in evil doing." Another Bible translation puts it this way, "I've seen everything in this meaningless life, including the death of good young people and the long life of wicked people." I think this brings up something that all of us have seen and questions all of us have asked. And that's, does God truly bless and reward the righteous? And does he punish the wicked? And if so, why do good people suffer? And why do wicked people prosper? And in Plain City, we barely scratched the surface in addressing these things. And in our attempt to do such, we said our answer would be a compounded one. But we started with something that was foundational. And that's, we must view God's word as the instruction manual for our lives. It's believing 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that all scripture is breathed out by God, and it's profitable for us, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. By starting there, we can begin to get our answer or answers to, does God truly bless and reward the righteous? Does he punish the wicked? And if so, why do good people suffer and why do wicked people prosper? And what we saw is that God's word showed us that obedience does bring blessing and disobedience does bring consequences. Right? Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he or she also reap." With that being true, God's word also reminded us that we must not forget that we live in a broken and fallen world due to sin. Solomon picks up on this in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 20, where he says, "Surely there's not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins." Since Genesis chapter 3, all of history and humankind have and will continue to deal with the effects of sin's curse on nature, sin's effect in our lives, and sin's effect on our lives. The prophet Isaiah says that we've all strayed and all go their own way. The apostle Paul tells us in Romans that all have sinned and no one is righteous, and all of us turn to our selfish ways. And sometimes, right, what we experience, even in following Jesus and being obedient to him, are the tragic, difficult, painful results of living in a sinful, broken world. Which is why it's so important for us to look past the temporary and to the eternal. Remembering that God always has eternity in mind. That we tend to have a short view of things, right? The life on earth view. But God always has the long view in mind, the eternal view. Jesus would often remind his followers that even in obedience, things won't always go well on this earth. In Matthew chapter 5, during the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Those who follow him on this earth will be mocked and persecuted. They'll be lied about. They'll have evil done to them." But he called their attention to the fact that their reward is not here on this earth. He says in Matthew 5:12, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great heaven." There's that eternal view that God and Jesus always keep. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 reminds us that everyone will stand before God one day. And on that day, we will give an account to all that we've done during our lives. And Paul says the worldly rewards will be burnt up like wood and hay, but the things that were done for the kingdom of God, well, that's what's going to last forever. Therefore, it's just a great reminder that the results of reaping what we sow, good or bad, may not always be evident in this world, but they will always be evident in the next. So the challenge for us today, the questions that we face are, is God's word truly my foundation today, right here and right now? Because maybe some of the things we deal with are because we're trying to do things our own way, or we're trying to be our own God, or we're operating from maybe the wrong instruction manual, or we're looking to everything and everyone else for answers instead of the Creator. Maybe today It's something else for you. Maybe you're struggling, and you're struggling to make sense of pain or loss or heartache, health issues, being passed over, or seeing bad things happen to good people, or seeing good things happen to bad people. And you are following God. You are turning to His Word, and you are praying. But it just doesn't change the fact that some of those things, man, they're hard, and they're real, and they're painful, and they're difficult, and they're draining. And it doesn't make it easy or better, but sometimes what we experience in this life is simply the result of living in a sinful and broken world. Maybe for some of us today, we need to realize that we've been too focused on the short term. For every Christian out there, the Bible tells us that we are sojourners or temporary visitors on this earth, that in Christ, we're not of this world and this world is not our home. And if this world is not our home, the challenge for us in all grace and truth and love is asking ourselves, maybe it's time for us to stop acting like this earth is our home. Maybe it's time to stop living like this world is our final stop and start living for and living in the light of eternity. Just some things for us to reflect on today as we move forward. I want to pray for us, but in doing so, remind us of some of the very real rewards we can experience in Christ here today. Heavenly Father, thank you for the eternal righteousness that's found in Jesus Christ alone. Remind us today that true eternal righteousness rests in a relationship with Jesus. Therefore, let us run the race on this earth, walking in fellowship with Jesus, knowing, yes, there's rewards to come, but we also have great reward in the here and now. The reward of forgiveness of our sin, the reward of a right relationship with God, of drawing close to God and seeing Him draw close to us, the power to resist the attacks of the devil, the reward of God's Spirit living inside of us, and the reward of the fruit of the Spirit in our daily lives. God, thank you that whatever struggles we face on earth, in obeying and following you, we will be overly compensated in eternity with rewards we cannot even imagine. Thank you, Jesus, for making that possible and a reality. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.